End of the unicorn. Surprise! Wall Street prefers profits to elevating the world's consciousness. When the ride-sharing app Lyft rang the opening bell at its IPO in March, pink confetti rained down on the trading floor, a reference to the company's current pink logo more than its long-retired one, a furry pink mustache that sat atop drivers' cars. The wacky mustache was emblematic of Silicon Valley's live-for-the-moment startup culture, where entrepreneurs focus on quickly scaling their product to millions of people, prioritizing high user growth over immediate profitability. For much of the past two decades, consumer tech companies have carried the mantle for America's long-held obsession with entrepreneurs, lifting Silicon Valley and the tech industry to ever loftier heights in the national consciousness. While enterprise software businesses like Box and VMware have steadily raked in billions by building collaboration tools, security solutions, and IT infrastructure, it's been the likes of Google, Facebook, and more recently Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb that have been the hottest places to work. The companies satirized on TV shows and the ones lauded and more recently criticized in the media. This is why 2019 was to be the year of the unicorns, the IPOs of technology companies valued at more than $1 billion. The most anticipated were in the consumer technology space, in particular Uber and Lyft. Close behind was the real estate company WeWork, which was never truly a tech company, but packaged itself as such, complete with an ambitious, some might say delusional, CEO and a soaring mission to elevate the world's consciousness. Over 6 months later, Uber and Lyft have shaved off more than a third of their opening share price. WeWork has postponed its IPO, and its CEO has been replaced by two new leaders, neither of whom seems to share their predecessor's interest in building co-working spaces on Mars or housing the world's orphans. With the exception of Pinterest, the 2019 consumer tech IPOs have been a disappointment. The unicorns aren't profitable, and it doesn't seem as if they will get there anytime soon. Some have argued that consumer technology IPOs have always gone this way. Google and Facebook both weathered notable bumps following their stock market debuts. But it's important to remember that both of those companies were younger and already profitable when they went public.